that I believe needs to happen. I mean, having looked at this thing for a long time, what needs to change is not so much a focus. It's for public sector institutions to not have so much of a focus on audit, but to build their institutions and their controls and their disciplines and, in fact, their culture so that compliance just becomes the order of the day. And because if we do that, if we shift this culture where people know that the bare minimum is a clean audit, right? You must make sure you play within the rules. You must make sure that you have credible performance information. And you must make sure that you have credible financial information. And the stuff is not that complex. It's really about making sure that you systematically, progressively build the controls and the disciplines that will help you do that. When you get to that point, you know what's going to happen. The conversation between public institutions and public representatives in the form of parliament or the provincial legislature, those accountability conversations will change. They'll now start to talk about, wait, in the portfolio of human settlements, we are either winning or we're not. We are not building enough houses, or we're building enough houses. We are not building in the right places, we're not building at the right quality. But you can have that conversation, because at least the basics are in place. You know, if we get to a point where we're not so much worried about audit findings and clean audit or disclaimer opinion, you can then start to have a meaningful conversation about what impact are these institutions having, and is it consistent with their mandate? I'll give you a good example. So what we've been saying with this report is that the provincial treasuries, in the different provinces, tend to have clean audit because they've sorted out their processes, they've sorted out their discipline. So as institutions, they are generally well run. Right?
Okay.
So there's a clean audit. Now, you can have an accountability discussion with the head of the department and with the NEC for Treasury for Finance in that province to say, how are you fulfilling your duty around, let's say, expenditure management within your province? How are you making sure that you start to improve the capacity for financial management across the province, in the departments, in the entities, and in the municipalities? That's the conversation we should be having. If you have a department of COPCA that's got a clean audit, you can now have a conversation that says, how are you as COPCA effective in fulfilling your role as given in law around how governance in the municipality should run, how delivery in the municipality should run? But if you've got COPCA with a disclaimer audit opinion, the conversation is still about how many audit findings do you as COPCA have? How can we sort out, you know, instead of really having what we should be talking about, which is impact and delivery.